The first reading is a reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, heard a voice from heaven speak to me. Here are my two witnesses. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone wants to harm them, fire comes out of their mouths and devours their enemies. In this way, anyone wanting to harm them is sure to be slain. They have the power to close up the sky so that no rain can fall during the time of their prophesying. They also have power to turn water into blood and to afflict the earth with any plague as often as they wish. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will wage war against them and conquer them and kill them. Their corpses will lie in the main street of the great city, which has the symbolic name Sodom in Egypt, where indeed their Lord was crucified. Those from every people, tribe, tongue, and nation will gaze on their corpses for 3.5 days, and they will not allow their corpses to be buried. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and be glad and exchange gifts because these two prophets tormented the inhabitants of the earth. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them. When they stood on their feet, great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven say to them, "Come up here." So they went up to heaven in a cloud as their enemies looked on. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for battle, my fingers for war. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. My mercy and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I trust, who subdues people under me. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. O God, I will sing a new song for you. With a 10-string lyre, I will chant your praise. You who give victory to kings and deliver David, your servant, from the evil sword. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother." Now there were 7 brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the 7 died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all 7 had been married to her. And Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry. But those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise." That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. Some of the scribes said and replied, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I love when Jesus gets in the face of people. And today he gets in the face of the Sadducees. Huh? Now you've heard me tell this, but we know the difference between Pharisees and Sadducees, right? A Pharisee believes in life after death. They believe the resurrection. They believe in angels and all the unseen things. The Sadducees do not believe in life after death. That's why they're so sad, you see. I know, it's terrible. But you'll never forget it. If you never heard it, you'll never forget it. A Sadducee is sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection. Jesus came to tell us that there is a resurrection in him and that all people will live, and we got to focus on that. Don't focus on the world and what's going on wrong around you. It'll just pull you down. Focus on life forever, the time we'll be with the Lord forever. As we talked about again and again, Jesus wins. Let's stay focused on Jesus and resurrect with him one day forever. And if you're going to live forever, tell your faces. Put a smile on there. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.